the new ice age will keep your food cold and safe at the campsite. We found the perfect replacement to prevent soggy sandwiches next on Western Life Radio.
If you're a smoker and you want to quit, you may have thought about calling the Utah Tobacco Quit Line.
What quit line?
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Oh, yeah, I've thought about it, but never done it.
Maybe you haven't called because you think you're different.
I am different. I'm not like other smokers.
Maybe you've even gone so far as to say that what works for everyone else won't work for you.
That's a fact.
And the truth is, you'd be right.
What?
Everyone who smokes started for their own reasons, and they have their own reasons for quitting. The quitting coaches at 1-800-QUIT-NOW understand that, which is why the program you'll receive will be a one-of-a-kind, custom-built quit program just for you.
Just for me?
Just for you. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's easy, it's 100% free, and it's 100% confidential.
Those are some pretty good reasons.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Quit smoking and get on with your life.
Personal security is up to you as a person. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Dry ice and frozen water will take a back seat with some new alternatives on the market. Ben Bodmer with Sportsman's Warehouse samples some frozen ice cream from the cooler.
A product called Arctic Ice. We've all seen those small freezer packs where they're full of water and they're blue and you throw them in your freezer and they don't really work that well. Good for a lunchbox, but these are different. It's the same idea, but this is a chemical actually derived from the oils of plants. It's non-toxic, but it's in a rugged polyurethane shell. You get those frozen and throw that in your cooler, and it's going to be a lot more effective than ice even. And they have two series. One's the Alaskan series, which will act more like ice. And then there's one called the Tundra series, which will act more like dry ice. And it will actually freeze the items in your cooler. Now, of course, it all depends on the size of the cooler, the items in there, and then what the temperature is outside and things. But it's a couple good options there. They're not super cheap, but if you consider the cost of the ice that you're going to buy over the years, it really wouldn't take long to offset the cost of this. Plus, it's lightweight. You're not going to have a big soggy mess in the bottom of your cooler that's going to ruin all your food when the ice melts. So those are really cool. And they also reviewed those in that Sportsman's News. And again, that's sportsmansnews.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.